The Fed chairman will get his day.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The Senate could vote later this week on the future of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. As the Fed's lightning rod in chief, it looked like his reappointment was up in the air last week. But this morning, the Obama administration and Senate leaders on both sides say they're confident he will be confirmed. A couple of weeks after the initial earthquake in Haiti, we're hearing how much it might cost to fix the infrastructure there. International groups are meeting today in Montreal to talk about raising funds. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live to talk about it. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So who's up in Quebec and what are they looking to raise?
Well, all the major players will be there. Haiti's prime minister, Hillary Clinton, people from the UN and the IMF. The U.S. has already pledged $100 million, the Canadians $135 million, Japan, Norway, South Korea, all in the tens of millions.
Sounds like a lot of money on the table, Mitchell. Is this immediate help?
Well, no, this is actually a one-day ministers' meeting to plan the serious gathering of international donors in March. They're going to try to raise hundreds of millions that it's likely to cost to rebuild Haiti's infrastructure. You might just say build it, since it wasn't in great shape to begin with.
Yeah.
Private non-governmental aid groups like Oxfam will also be talking in Montreal to the ministers. They're urging cancellation of Haiti's $900 million in foreign debt.
And is there any problem with forgiving that debt, Mitchell?
Well, Haiti's already gotten $1 billion in debt relief. The IMF and World Bank basically wrote that off last year. And a lot of donor countries and development experts are saying if the reconstruction effort isn't done right, if it doesn't involve the poor and farmers, it won't actually matter much whether Haiti's debt is canceled or not, because that money is just going to get frittered away in corruption and ill-conceived projects.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman live with us. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check the numbers. Markets are down right now. Shares in Europe mostly lower, under 1%. In Asia, shares closed, bit off today, about 0.5%. Wall Street had its worst showing last week since bottoming out in March. For the week, the Dow and S&P lost around 4%. The Nasdaq gave about 3.5% back last week. Walmart says it's cutting more than 11,000 workers, most of them product demo jobs at Sam's Clubs. That work will be outsourced to a company called Shopper Events, which says it'll be hiring a lot of people. The commercial radio network Air America has had a rough go of it financially since its beginning 6 years ago. Today, it goes silent. Marketplace's Amy Scott filed this report.
Broadcasting from an underground bunker 3,500 feet below Dick Cheney's bunker.
Founding Air America host Al Franken has been off the air for 3 years. Tom Hartman replaced him before taking his show elsewhere. Hartman says that was part of Air America's problem, constantly changing lineups.
Each new management wanted to put their mark on the company by changing the program lineup, which is death in radio. Stability is everything.
The latest management blamed the economy and declining ad revenue across the industry. Michael Harrison publishes Talkers magazine. He says though conservative radio is hurting too, it's been more successful. It got a big head start.
It's hard in general to get anything off the ground in radio, regardless of what your format is.
Harrison, who calls himself nonpartisan, says there is an audience for liberal commercial talk radio. He says nationally syndicated hosts like Tom Hartman are thriving without Air America. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
We've been getting a bunch of bank earnings the past week or so, and it seems like some financials are right back in the green. Is this reminiscent of days gone by? Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us this morning with his take. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Steve.
So let's take the calendar back and ask, what's the difference between, say, the year 2007 and today with these bank earnings?
In 2007 and today, you have record profits and huge bonuses. But in 2007, almost no one was paying attention. And today, everyone's paying attention.
Yeah, a lot of people paying attention right now on financial regulatory reforms from the president, from Congress. You think we'll see any movement on those?
Well, again, it sounds great. What impact it would have on actually changing anything. But when you come down, nothing really happens.
Aren't politicians fearful of those constituents who are saying, we want reform, we can't be bailing out big banks now?
Sure, they're fearful, and they want to be seen to be doing something. And as we know, the politicians are, of course, afraid of losing their jobs, but I think they're also afraid of the banks.
And why are they afraid of the banks, Alan?
Well, now, as of last week, now the banks can spend endless amounts of money campaigning against them.
The Supreme Court decision, right.
The Supreme Court decision. Second, if you look at the history of Washington, you discover a whole lot of people who leave public life end up connected to Washington with very lucrative jobs. And you generally don't want to annoy the people you're looking to finance the next stage of your life.
So what's the solution then? What do we do?
You separate investment banking from commercial banking. You make sure that the remaining commercial banks are not too big to fail. And you try to have a competitive system where craziness hurts people's stock prices. And this time, they may be more careful than they were 3 years ago, because that's when the seeds of destruction were sown.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, what is it about people punching holes in Picassos? On Friday, somebody slipped at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and fell into the work known as The Actor. It's valued at more than $130 million. It's being treated for a tear in the lower right corner. Just a few years ago, Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn's elbow punctured a hole in Picasso's Le Rêve. I wonder if there's a break it, you buy it policy. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Get the podcast there and share your thoughts, too. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.